What if capitalist innovation could be directed not toward profits, but toward building a better society? It can be done, and it should be, according to the new book, Venture Meets Mission, Aligning People, Purpose, and Profit to Innovate and Transform Society, by Arun Gupta, Gerard George, and Thomas Feuer. Arun, Gerard, and Thomas teach at Georgetown University, and Arun joins us now to share five of their big ideas.
Hey, it's Arun Gupta. I grew up in the Washington, D.C. area. My father's been working at Naval Sea System Command for 45 years and is still working there today. I spent my professional career as a general partner at a venture capital firm, Columbia Capital, and I've been an entrepreneurship faculty member at Georgetown University and have been teaching entrepreneurship at Stanford University as well. Currently, I'm CEO of Noble Reach Foundation. So I'm going to share with you five key insights from my book, Venture Meets Mission, Aligning People, Purpose, and Profit to Innovate and Transform Society. Insight number one, today's most pressing challenges require a renewed partnership between government and entrepreneurs. In a rapidly and accelerating changing world, technologically, geopolitically, and socially, we need a renewed partnership that brings together the innovative nature of entrepreneurship with the scale of government. Recent substantial innovation initiatives signaled a generational opportunity to bring together both the government and inventors to solve these problems in a for-profit manner. Traditional public-private partnership models employ government with large companies. But as we look to create a renewed partnership between government and ventures and entrepreneurs, we need a new model, a government-venture arrangement that takes this into account and allows us to take advantage of the strategic differentiation. Insight two, we must humanize government and personalize entrepreneurship. Bringing together government and venture also means addressing deep-rooted biases about what is government and who are entrepreneurs. For this partnership to work, we must humanize government and personalize entrepreneurship. For both groups, small subsets are mistakenly conflated as representing the entire group. For example, we mistakenly conflate entrepreneurship with simply being the billionaire class. But in truth, we are all entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurship is not an outcome, it's a mindset. Likewise, we conflate government with being the radical voices sometimes that we see from our political establishment. However, when you think about it, government is simply an organization comprised of people. There's a difference between civil servants and politicians. Civil servants go in day to day with positive intent, looking to serve the people of this country. Insight number three, accelerating innovation demands a comfort with risk. The risk profiles of venture capital and government are vastly different, and this is an important distinction in how we think about their capacity to innovate. For example, I joke around as a VC, if I was measured the way government was, I would never raise another fund. As a VC, we're measured on our best successes. If I make 10 bets and 2 are home runs, I'm oversubscribed in my another fund. Whereas government, if I make 10 bets and one of them is Solyndra, I'm carrying that with me for a decade. Likewise, we have to understand that each government agency has an inspector general, and their job is to make sure that each agency is adhering to the processes they have and not steering off course. And therefore, that creates a more risk-averse culture within the agency. One of my colleagues, Dan Tangerlini, said it would be great if each agency had 2 IGs, the idea being the second one being an innovation general. Imagine changing the culture of an agency if you could also be brought in front of a congressional hearing if you weren't innovating fast enough. Innovation requires the willingness to take risks and failing periodically. Insight number four, what if the next generation of students, especially tech students, were excited to start their careers in government and government was perceived as a career enhancer? Take 2 examples, a CS student selected to go do Kessel Run, a prominent military program. She tells her friend she's going to go do that. And her friends go, why would you do that? Why would you do that when you can do something else? Her other friend was selected to do Teach for America, also a CS major. And her friends go, wow, that's amazing. You're going to serve, you're going to give back, and then you can go do whatever you want. What if we changed the why to wow so it was a wow when you said you were going to government? Our vernacular reinforces this artificial binary choice of doing well versus doing good. For profit, not for profit, private sector, public sector. One's about making money, the other one's about doing good. What if we created a place where you could do both? The government sells careers to students, but the students are buying experiences. The government is selling jobs, but the students are seeking missions. What if the WOW was creating mission-oriented experiences for this next generation of students? For example, agencies today will list a data analyst job with geospatial specialization, when in fact, what that same person would be doing if rebuilding food systems in Ukraine using satellite data. That would change why to WOW. Insight number 5, democracy's superpower is our higher education and venture ecosystem. The U.S. and its allies have a natural competitive advantage here and should be investing leveraging these talent creation and innovation models. Nowhere else in the world do we have the ability to create talent like we do here in the U.S., evidenced by the number of people that want to come here for higher education. And nowhere else in the world do we have an entrepreneurial ecosystem like we do here in the U.S., evidenced by the number of people that want to come to the U.S. to create new companies. It is difficult for global adversaries to replicate this because these features are foundational to liberal democracy. Knowledge creation and innovation challenge the status quo, relies on free and open exchange of ideas, and thrives when people are willing to take risks. Our higher education system and our entrepreneurial ecosystem are our strategic superpowers in this country, and it's time that we align that to solve our largest societal problems.
Thank you, Arun. That was 5 big ideas from Venture Meets Mission, aligning people, purpose, and profit to innovate and transform society by Arun Gupta, Gerard George, and Thomas Feuer. You might also like our book bite for On the Brink of Utopia, Reinventing Innovation to Solve the World's Largest Problems by Tomas Ramga and Rafael Laguna de la Vera. I'm Michael Kovnat. Thanks for listening.